This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't remember a single person who died from H1N1, the dreaded flu that hit during the time of Obama. And it hit around the early part of 2009 when he first became president. And I don't remember a single person. And I'm going to bet that you don't remember a single person that died from that dreaded disease that killed over 12,000 people. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. If you do happen to remember somebody who died from H1N1, give me a call. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Now, why do I bring this up? Because I do know about the guy who drank fish tank cleaner in Arizona who died. I know about him because the media hyped this man's death. He took the cleaner and he died. He died from Wuhan. Chinese Wuhan killed this man. And it was a tragedy. I mean, you would think that this guy was under the best treatment at Johns Hopkins or Loma Linda or somewhere, and they were, you know, trying to figure out how to keep him alive, you know, because he was so important to the world. And this dude drank fish tank cleaner. And the media hyped it up. He died after drinking President Trump's cure? Really? I also heard about the guy who survived cancer twice, only to die from Chinese Wuhan. And then I saw a story that was not far from there that said a single mom of six who beat stage 4 breast cancer only to die from Chinese Wuhan. Of course, they called it coronavirus. It's funny to me how they want me to know, how they want to tie me into some emotional content of the people who've died from this dreaded disease. And I keep asking this question. Is Kevin Durant dead? Is Tom Hanks dead? Is Rita What's-Her-Face dead? Are any of the so-called stars who've gotten Chinese Wuhan, are they dead? No, but they want to connect with me on this very emotional level of these people who survived cancer only to die. Let me tell you something. Everybody who has survived cancer ultimately died from something. It was always a trap. This person fell off of the Mount Everest twice and then was killed by the Chinese Wuhan. Really? I mean, you're ultimately going to die of something. Why is it that they're doing this is my question to you. That's the question. Here's another thing I can tell you. Nobody got arrested during the H1N1, the time where Obama was letting people get sick by the millions. 300,000 people got hospitalized. Ultimately, 12,000, almost 13,000 people died from the H1N1. And nobody got arrested for selling toilet paper or hand sanitizer at over market price. There were no runs on grocery stores as the millions of people got sick, as hundreds of thousands of people were hospitalized. 12,000 people plus died, and Obama issued his warning that said, you know what, it is a pandemic on the golf course. Here's what I want to ask you. Can you imagine what would have happened to Obama's economy had leftists done to him what they did to Donald Trump? Can you imagine what would have happened in 2009 where this guy was losing millions of jobs? And now he's confronted with a true pandemic, and it's killing thousands of people, certainly but at the same point in its duration, the H1N1 had killed many, many more thousands of people than this so-called dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Can you imagine what would have happened if they had done what they did, if they had treated it this way? Listen, Barack Obama didn't respond quickly enough. Barack Obama didn't issue this. Barack Obama, I just want you to imagine if they shut down, issued all these, we're going to turn off water to essential businesses. We're going to quarantine 80 million people. We're going to have an unemployment rate through the roof already of the other unemployment rate that was through the roof. Can you imagine what it would be? The U.S. economy, folks, would have crumbled. Obama would have been guaranteed not to be reelected. And what I'm telling you is this. The Democrats want to see Donald Trump fail. They wanted massive unemployment, even if it's only temporary. Here's the MSNBC talking about this massive unemployment.
We just got, guys, the number that we've been waiting for all morning. Just moments ago, the Labor Department put out its statistics, a jaw-dropping 3,283,000 jobless claims were filed last week. 3,283,000 jobless claims. That number dwarfs any other week on record.
Do I really need to tell you that these people want one thing, and it is to disrupt Donald Trump? Do not, under any circumstances, let his administration continue to flourish. I'm going to ask you a very simple question. I'm going to get you started with this on the Kevin Jackson Show. What do you think would happen if the Democrats were actually working with the president? Forget everything leading up to this. Forget working with him over the past 3 years. If on this issue, they said, you know what? We're not going to do partisan politics. We are going to work with this president. And they praised his efforts for stopping the flights coming from China and said, you know, this would have been far worse had we done this, had we let people in. If they weren't calling him a xenophobe against Chinese, if they weren't saying, please do not beat up any Chinese people because of the Chinese Wuhan virus, if they weren't saying, Mr. President, please don't call it the Chinese virus because that's very racist and all that. If they were to say, you know what, this originated in China, we hold China responsible for what's going on. This is not the fault of the president. It is not the fault of the American people. We're going to get through this. We're going to approach it, you know, if you wanted to quarantine and you felt like that, I don't care. But if they were working with Donald Trump, what do you think would happen? How do you think this would be? Do you think that the market would be down as far as it is? Do you think that we would have massive unemployment numbers, 3,283,000 jobless claims? And let me tell you, the same thing that makes you laugh will make you cry. These Democrats who think this jobless claim thing is going to destroy Trump, he's going to have the biggest jobless growth or jobs growth in history when it's all said and done because of this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Dr. Ashish Shah, who is the head of Harvard's Global Health Institute, said the key to getting this economy open as soon as possible is to test everyone who needs testing so we can quarantine all infected individuals and allow everyone else to go back to work immediately. Would you subscribe to that strategy?
No, but we have tested more than anybody. I saw it.
And if not, how many deaths are acceptable?
Yeah. How many? None. Okay, how many deaths are acceptable to me? None. Okay, none. If that's your question. Look, I saw him. I saw his statement. We have tested by far more than anybody. We're testing more than anybody right now. There's nobody even close. And our tests are the best tests. They're the most accurate tests. But if you're saying we're going to test 350 million people, I watched his statement. I disagree with it. We can go to certain states. I could name them now, but I'm not going to do that. But we can go to certain states right now. They have virtually no problem or a very small problem. We don't have to test the entire state in the Middle West or wherever they may be. We don't have to test the entire state. I think it's ridiculous. We don't have to do it. A lot of those states could go back right now, and they probably will, because at some point in the not-too-distant future, certain states are going to come off the rolls. Maybe New York can't, and maybe California can't. Maybe the state of Washington can't, although if you look at them, their biggest problem is in one nursing home. Yeah, go ahead.
But the states aren't siloed, and so, I mean, somebody, if you test one state, and then the person moves over to the other state, well, then...
You know, you're going to just look at that, but if you take a look at the states, and many states that I'm talking about, they don't have a problem. We have some big problems, but it's confined to certain areas, high-density areas. So why would we test the entire nation, 350 people? With that being said, I'm going to say it again. We tested far more than anybody else. We have the ability to test. I mean, we've come a long way from an obsolete, broken system that I inherited. We have now tested, with the best test, far more than anybody else. And when I say anybody else, I'm talking about other countries. No country is even close.
Trump is way too smart for these clowns. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was the president responding on, should we test everybody? Of course not. Of course you don't test everybody. It would be like, hey, let's test everybody for sickle cell. Sickle cell is a disease that affects mostly black folks. Why would we test everybody? You know, it's just silly. Hemorrhagic fever, yellow fever, whatever. Let's test everybody. Or how about we just test everybody who came back from the parts of the world where that disease occurs? You know, it makes sense. Let's test everybody for calculus. Why? Because you're a janitor. You're certainly going to need calculus in your work, right? You're a cook. You're going to need calculus. It's just silly. But what the bigger issue was the setup question, right? How many deaths is it okay, are you okay with? I mean, can you imagine a reporter, listen, Mr. President, how many deaths are you okay with? And they're thinking Donald Trump's going to be, well, you know, we've got these statistical models that say that, you know, if you're going to die, a certain number of people are going to die. I give the statistics all the time so you guys are aware that over 2.8 million people, almost 3 million people die in America every single year. Close to 200,000 people die every single day in the world. In America, it's roughly 7,800 people die every day. So how many deaths are acceptable? Well, ultimately, all of them are. All of them. We're all going to die. That's the one beautiful thing about life. As much as, you know, I hate it, you think about your mortality, you think about everything that's here at life, for your life, you it's going to end. I don't care how great your life is. And here's the other thing. If it's going bad, it's going to end. Your pain, your suffering, whatever you're going through is only temporary. But you're going to die. So this guy wants Trump to say, oh, well, the 13 people is an acceptable number. Well, roughly 7,800 people are going to die in America every year from something. Heart disease, lung disease, various forms of cancer, pneumonia, flu, accidents, suicide, etc. You don't seem that concerned about them. And what about the people, the kids, the unborn? Do you care about them? The left suddenly seem to care about how many people are going to die. When how many people have to live? How many people are going to be left? If America's got 330 million people, give or take, whatever the number is, and we're going to lose 7,800 a day. Well, how many have to go on every single day with their lives trying to figure things out? Do you think that the left considers that? And oh, by the way, of the 7,800, you know how many of them are being killed by the dreaded Chinese Wuhan? Dozens? In the scheme of things, and I'm not diminishing any of it, because at the end of the day, we're all going to die. But, you know, really? This is the question you want to ask the president? These leftists, can they get on the program and say, Mr. President, we know that every life is important to you, but the policies you're implementing could have the implications where people get sick. And the president would say, well, you're right, Bill, but we have to balance that with the people who must go on. We have to balance that with the people who have to make a living, who have to, you know, provide care and all these other things for the many, many other things that people are going to die from. What are we going to do for the people that are working with hospice people? What are we going to do for the people who are getting sick from other things? Things that kill in greater numbers than the Chinese Wuhan virus. What do we do about them? Are you concerned about the number of people who are going to have heart attacks today? Are you concerned about the number of people who are going to have strokes today? Who are going to have aneurysms? Who are going to have lung failure, kidney failure, some sort of renal disease, whatever? Are you concerned about them as well? Are you concerned about the people who are in care of many other people? People that have chronic illnesses. What about the people that have to take care of their kids and feed their families and things like this? Are you concerned about them as well? But we still have 80 million people on lockdown. We have a Democrat, leftist, so-called progressive group of people who want to see this country fail. They want to deal with the minimal in order to minimize the maximum. Right? They want a certain small group of people, a subset of Americans who are going to die of something. And in this case, some of them are going to die from the Chinese Wuhan virus. They want to blame President Trump. No, nobody's pointing a finger at Xi Jinping in China. They want to blame Trump. They really want to blame Trump for the economy. But here's the problem they have, because so many people see through it. You are brilliant, Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Not just because you're listening to my show. You're brilliant in your own beautiful way. But let me tell you, they absolutely hate that you get it. And 60% of you, even with their skewed polls, see Donald Trump for what he is, a champion of the cause, a person who cares more about protecting Americans than the nonsense of this leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House lawmakers from across the country are back in Washington, D.C. for a possible roll call vote
on a $2.2 trillion economic rescue package after a Republican lawmaker is threatening to block the leader's plans to hold an informal voice vote. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky could call for a roll call vote on the package, but according to Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, it's no big deal.
Yeah, you know, I would not be terribly concerned about the procedural question. It's clear the House is going to pass it. It's clear the House is going to pass it with an overwhelming bipartisan majority. If it so happens that a member or two or three decides they want to vote no, well, they can do that.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she may vote against the bill because it does not provide payments to illegal aliens. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
80 million people still on lockdown. Massive so-called unemployment. I'm telling you, the Democrats couldn't wait to report this news. Even in the clip we played earlier in the broadcast, by the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Played a clip. The guy goes, we've been waiting for these numbers. We've been wanting to see these numbers. Oh, my gosh. Massive unemployment. But let me tell you what the polls show. 60% of the people now support the president's reaction to the Chinese Wuhan virus. So you know what those polls mean? The people who are, quote, temporarily laid off, they get it. Welcome back, everybody. I'm just putting sanity into the nonsense that's out there, and there's a ton of it floating around. Because you have a group of Americans who care more about their politics than they care about people. Than they care about humanity. Oh, they'll fool you. They want you to believe they care about you. They care about widows and orphans. They care about the women and the little chirrins, right? They care about black people and Hispanic people and all the reasons. Black people and Hispanic people and women were at the lowest unemployment rate in history. And do you know what the Democrats did? They destroyed it. Intentionally. Politically. They rejoice. I don't care if you believe this or not. There are people at the elite, at the top of the Democratic Party, who are rejoicing at what this nation is going through. They want to take Trump down. Not because, think about it. He's given them exactly what they claim they want. Lowest unemployment for blacks, lowest unemployment for Hispanics, lowest unemployment for women. Close the gap between the rich and the poor, particularly between black and whites. And what do? They destroy it. They intentionally destroy what they claim they want. Why would you ever vote for somebody that did that? Why would you? If you're a Democrat listening to the program, you're either in recovery or you just, I don't know what you would be here for other than you're saying, Kevin, I have sinned and I am here because I know that you are the guru of politics and help me understand in my evil ways. That's the only reason why you need to be here, because there is no reason for you to vote for people that I just told you claim they want to give you all the things I just talked about, and the minute you get it, they go, let's take it away. We can't let it be perceived that you got it from somebody else. You had to have gotten it from us. We're the ones who are going to give it to you. We're big government. We will take care of you. I even look at Donald Trump's version of But I'm going to give this $2 trillion. I think it's too much. You know, I've had people, Kevin, why are we $1 trillion? We're kicking around money. You're exactly right. But you know what? I'd rather Trump give it away under some reasonable guise than the Democrats to do it. Under Barack Obama, it would have been $20 trillion. There would have been no limit. But he wouldn't even be solving the problem. Donald Trump is not only looking at this thing from the standpoint of, okay, they got us. The Chinese released this heinous virus into our economy. The Democrats supported it. And now we're having to implement policies to get around this. And I got to fix this for now. But Trump doesn't just think about fixing something for now. He thinks about, what are the long-range implications of this? What if somebody else tried to do this? What if they looked at this as a mechanism to ruin? Get this. Here's the critical piece, folks. Pay attention. The number one weapon that America has. Why would China do this? China doesn't. They're going, we don't need to destroy their military. We need to destroy their economy. The economy funds the military. Donald Trump gave more money to the military than any president in modern history. If you crater his economy, what do you think they're going to strip? We got to pull some of this money back from the military. We got to pull. That is the weapon that we use is our economy. The China knows it, Russia knows it, the world knows it. There's even speculation that some of these people are now plants to expand this Chinese Wuhan virus, to make it worse than what it is. Do you think, let me ask you, who aligns with them in that? Let's say that China went, you know what, there's not enough cases of dreaded Chinese Wuhan in America, but they won't let our people in. How do we do this? So they get operatives in the United States and say, hey, why don't you go do it? Do you think that the Democrats would be upset if there were more people getting this virus? Do you think they'd be, would the Democrats be devastated? Oh my gosh, you know, we can't let this spread. We got to stop this. Or would they be like, no, you know what, go ahead and do it. There was a girl who sneezed. She coughed on $35,000 worth of food in a supermarket. They watched her doing it on camera. You know, coughing on food in the supermarket. We showed you the people in China literally coughing and putting their hands on the buttons in elevators, putting their hands on the little, whatever, anything that you were going to touch, coughing on it, spitting on it, sneezing on it, putting their hands on it, intentionally spreading a virus. You think it won't happen here? The DOJ just issued a thing that says, if you are caught doing that, we will consider it a terrorist act. This is what I'm telling you. Donald Trump's thinking way ahead of the game. He's going, no, no, no. I'm not going to make this a crime. I'm going to make it terrorism. Because he understands the long-range implications. If this can bring down our economy, this is World Trade Center. Think about the World Trade Center. They bring down the World Trade Center. We can't trade. And now, what happened? The stock market crashed. I mean, it took a long time to rebuild. What do you think's going on here? You would think that the Democrats would go, you know what? This is an attack on America. We can't let this kind of thing happen. We can't let China get away with this. Because if they can just, oh, well, it was a virus that got out of our lab. We're sorry. No harm, no foul. Then what about the next thing? What about the next thing after that? I asked you guys the other day, what do you think the Democrats are doing? What do you think other nations are doing when they look at how do we bring down the biggest and best and strongest economy in the world and bring them, you know, knock them off their high horse? Maybe it's going to be a crash of our electrical systems through an EMP, electronic pulse, right? Electromagnetic pulse. Maybe that's the way they do it. So suddenly, we no longer have the ability to communicate. I asked you, I said, what do you think is going to happen next? I don't know. I'm not trying to play fortune teller here. What I'm telling you is it isn't ending here. These people, the Democrats and the leftists are in cahoots. They wouldn't care if this economy were brought down because we could not do trade stocks or we couldn't get good information because we got some sort of an EMP attack. or an attack on hacking of our financial systems or something. They wouldn't care. They would be happy about it in the time of Donald Trump. They're celebrating it. Anxious to see the numbers. Let me tell you something. You need to thank your lucky stars that you have a president who will say to the world, you jack with our economy in any kind of way, and we're going to get you back. Donald Trump, I can guarantee you, he's already got plans for how he's going to get that money back from China. No question about it. One of my friends, Juanita Broderick, we're going to have her on the show, and I will have her on the show. But she was talking about, she says, all these people in lockdown, so the thieves are essentially struggling in this economy because thieves need you to be away from your home. They need you out so they can go in. They don't want to confront you for the most part. And so essentially she says, yeah, well, the little thieves, the petty thieves are all on lockdown because of the virus. Most of them are on lockdown because you're staying too close to home. But she says the real thieves are hard at work. And these are the thieves that claim they represent you. These are your congressmen and your senators, mostly the leftists, who are the real thieves. They're the ones stealing from you. They are the ones capitalizing on you right now as you sit around going, what are they going to do to help me? How are they going to help? I really need their help. They're stealing from you. You witnessed it. You watch Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer try to put in more poison pills into this bill that was meant to help bail people out that should be singularly focused. And these people had things in there for immigrants living away from America, for illegals in this country. They allocated $1 billion so you could not fight against their policies around sanctuary cities so that President Trump couldn't penalize people that were breaking the law. They wanted things in there to make your board of directors had to be more diverse and all kinds of nonsense. It has nothing to do with protecting you and your livelihood in a time of crisis, a crisis that they created. That's what I'm talking about, folks. Those are the real thieves. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We are talking about the Easter timeline. Well, I'm going to be talking about it. I've alluded to it earlier because the president wants to open back the nation, and a guy asked him, you know, how many lives, deaths are acceptable? In other words, if you open the nation up, how many deaths are acceptable to you, President Trump? And Trump knew it was a trick question. He says, no deaths are acceptable, but we got to move on. And as I explained, Democrats don't want us to move on. They want us to wallow in this morass. They've created this for a reason, and they've got to figure out how to prolong it. I also alluded that if Donald Trump is able to get the people back to work by Easter and everything back to normal in the shortest amount of time imaginable, they got to figure out what's number two. How do we destroy the system? They've already tried to destroy the stock market. It's back up on the move. I told you guys, get into a market fund because it's going to move up. Bet on the market. It's going to get in it. Get in it. It's going to move back. But, you know, the Democrats don't want to see this. They don't want to see this massive employment of blacks, Latinos, and women that Trump created. They don't want to see this thriving economy that has businesses raising the minimum wage just in their own companies. They're not even, the government's not telling them to raise it to $15. They go, no, we're at $17. They can't stand it. Donald Trump is proving that the capitalist system works. It works for itself. It'll figure it out. They can't let that be. They can't support a guy, even in a time of a crisis. And the reason why they can't support him in this crisis is they want this crisis. They are happy it's there. If they could have created it themselves, they would have probably paid the Chinese to do it. They love this crisis. They love all the angst, all the insecurity, all the people that are feeling stressed out. I cannot tell you how many of my friends that I've talked to that are stressed out. A lady that used to do some work for us, she got a different job, and she sent me a note. She says, Kevin, I've got a compromised immune system, and, you know, you talk about it as if it's no big deal. I go, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying to you and to other people is, if you have a compromised immune system, you are already on pins and needles. But this adds a 0.0001% more to your pins and needles, but you're on pins and needles. Basic things can kill you. Why are they hyping you up over this one when there are other things out there that can kill you? That you are more likely to get, she's like, well, they're, you know, at my job, they've got us all, I took off because I was afraid to do this. And I go, are you afraid of the flu? Would you take off during flu season? And if the answer is no, then you need to be at work because this has as much chance of killing you, less, in fact, than the flu. I'm not minimizing. I'm just saying don't get out. But the Democrats love that she's out there. She's scared to death. Scared to death. And what's funny is that, you know, look, this particular person is not even a Trump fan. Not a Trump fan. Told me, I don't know what this president can do. And I'm like, well, what could your president do? The guy that let 12,000 plus people die because he didn't react quickly enough and it infected over 50 million Americans with 300,000 of them being hospitalized. That's the guy you put your faith in? Or do you put it into Joe Biden? And don't even get me talking about Joe Biden. Because this guy, he's got so much credibility. They're now saying maybe Andrew Cuomo should be the guy. But we'll talk about that in the next hour. Donald Trump made a declaration. I want people going back to normal by Easter. They say, you want people to die. Yeah, said the guy who actually stopped the Chinese from coming into America. Ask Italy how things are going for them. Ask them. And then he's talking about, look, there are clusters here. You want to know why there are clusters? I'll tell you why. New York, Washington, California. These are the places where the majority of people are dying in this country from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. You want to know why? Because they're run by leftists. That's the reason why. They're run by leftists. Oh, Cuomo, he's amazing. Good. Cuomo. Cuomo didn't buy masks. And that's what the president even said. He goes, look, I give him credit for whatever work he's doing to help make New Yorkers safe. But the guy refused to buy masks. So don't blame me when you don't have masks. And then I find out you didn't buy masks. And, oh, guess what, Americans, you might as well call them Chinese, you Democrats out there listening to the program, Neither did Barack Obama didn't re-up in mask. And but here's what's funny about all the masks. Nobody cares because the masks aren't going to work anyway. You know, we need surgical masks. We need these masks. Look, you got as much. The people who are going to get Chinese Wuhan are going to get it, and some of them are going to die. The majority of them are not. The majority of them are going to heal at 3x the rate of death. Not a pandemic. I've already talked about it. But I do want to play this clip of the president. They're trying to say that he would benefit from this, from his election, re-election, if he were to, for all the things he's doing, is to make for his benefit.
Tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests? The sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea.
Are you ready? I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. There are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. It's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left.
I love that the president just attacks these things. And here's what's interesting about him giving a declaration of, I want this open by Easter. I love this. Let me tell you why. Easter is the holiest of our holidays, right? So the president says, during our holy time, I want things back to normal. And he highlights Easter. I don't think it's by accident. And if it is, it's a pretty beautiful accident. Because he's saying, look, we're going to go back to normal. We're going to go back to being the God-fearing nation that we used to be. And we're not going to be fearing a Chinese Wuhan virus or anything else. We're going to let the world know we can recover quickly. This isn't a 9/11 that took years to get the market built back and years. The fundamentals of this economy remain strong. I keep telling you guys this. And in fact, it backfired on the Chinese and it backfired on America, the leftists here in America. Because what Donald Trump did was he said, you know what, guys? We are no longer going to rely on these criminals, these people that hate us, this Chinese manufacturing juggernaut. We're going to bring it back. And people are going to say, you know what? I'll pay a little more. I don't care. There are certain industries that this government is going to help finance. It'll be a public-private partnership, and we will fund it. So what ends up happening? I just want you to think about what I just said. China is going to lose that manufacturing. They're also going to lose the leverage that they had over us because of that manufacturing. Let me tell you what we do in America that nobody else does. We have a much more vibrant imagination. We are our ingenuity is at a level that cannot be described anywhere else in the world. And it's for one very simple reason. We are born the most free people on the planet. I know there are people that will argue with me. Kevin, they're free in France. They're free in Britain. They're free in this. They don't have this very thing that no other country has. And put their country name on it after I tell you. And I'll guarantee you, nobody ever says it. They don't have the American spirit. There's no Denmark spirit. There's no French spirit. There's no British spirit. There's an American spirit. Everybody knows it. Everybody says it. You've never heard anybody else talk about anybody else's spirit. That spirit is what drives us. So when it comes back, when the ingenuity, when all this innovation and stuff comes back, Americans are going to take it to a whole other level. A whole other level. The Chinese have to steal our inventions and our innovation. They can't do it themselves. That's why they steal our IP. They don't have it in them. There's a guy caught at Logan Airport just recently, Chinese national, with vials of something. Who knows? A spy for the Chinese government. They got to steal it. All these countries steal from the United States because they cannot compete with us when it comes to ingenuity. I got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.